Yo, it's 10:25 a.m. Time to get up and greet the day. Let's see. Yale University votes to rescind Bill Cosby's honorary degree. Wow, it took them a long time to make that decision. I mean, it hasn't been like a few years since the thing that was widely reported was pointed out by a comedian and then everybody got upset again. Or for the first time, no one was even upset. And then Hannibal's like, oh, Bill Cosby is a rapist. And then it became a big deal. It's very odd. But that happened a couple of years ago. And now Yale's like, all right. I mean, that must have been his last honorary degree that he was holding on to. He's like, well, I'm still a graduate of Yale, honorarily. Those honorary degrees don't even mean anything, I don't think. You can't, if I got an honorary degree from Harvard or DeVry or something like that, they could be like, listen, I can repair your air conditioner. And I got this honorary degree in heating and air conditioning repair from DeVry. Is that a place to do that? I remember a good friend of mine went to one of those schools, and became a heating and air conditioning repair guy, right? He's like, this is the thing I want to do. He got all these tools and shit. I don't know, I went with him. And he does the school. I forget how long it takes. I think it's less than a year. And then he gets a job right away. And I think he did it for about, I think he quit within a couple of months. And I was like, this sucks. This ain't my, I hate this shit. And then went and delivered pizzas and made crazy money delivering pizzas. Now he delivers water and loves it. Last I checked, actually, I haven't talked to him in a few years. He was like my best friend growing up, and now we don't talk. Not just because neither one of us like to talk on the phone, and he doesn't text or anything. So. Or he doesn't text me. I'm sure he texts in his life. I don't know. We haven't talked in like 5 years. I should call him. It's weird. After you reach a certain point, it becomes do I call this guy? What are we going to talk about? I never feel like I have anything to talk about. If I called him, right? I haven't talked to him in 5 years. What have you been up to? I don't know. I still live in the same apartment. I'm with the same chick. Got these cats. That's about it. I don't know what else to say. That's why I'll never go to a high school reunion or any bullshit like that either. No thank you. I don't feel like explaining my life to you motherfuckers. But I should probably call my friend who I haven't talked to in 5 years. But I ain't gonna do it today. So, maybe he listens to this, but there's no way he listens to this podcast. If he does, don't. I don't want anybody that knows me in life to listen to this podcast. I find that very embarrassing as a thought. But I like that you listen. Thank you. Oh, this is interesting. The Boy Scouts are dropping the word boy from the name of their flagship program. So it's just Scouts. That makes sense. Do you need boy on there? They're Scouts. You, when you say I'm a Scout, what are you, a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout? Well, I got the khaki uniform, dude, and I'm not trying to sell you fucking cookies. The Girl Scouts seems to be mostly a cookie-selling operation. Oh, I'm sure they do other things. But why don't the Boy Scouts sell fucking something? They don't sell shit. Nothing anybody cares about. I think when I was a kid, they tried to make us sell. I quit. I did it for like a year. I was a Cub Scout. So that was genderless. You know, a cub could be either a boy or a girl, as far as I know. That there's nothing, no gender implied there. But my brother went further along. I think maybe he had to sell magazine subscriptions, which is like, what a fucking asshole you are for making kids sell magazine subscriptions. But there's no way you do that now. I mean, people still get magazines, I suppose, but it does seem silly. But they don't have like their own, hey, this is the Boy Scout, you know, Boy Scout, let's see, they got the Girl Scouts, got the cookies, Boy Scouts, energy drink. We got our own energy drink. It's called, like, Extreme Boy, with more electrolytes. It's like, you don't gotta be a Boy Scout to, have the Boy Scouts inside of you. Or they can just sell their own candy. Like, oh, we just slapped the Boy Scout logo on these generic branded M&Ms. They're not real M&Ms. They have that fucking shitty chocolate inside that they make the fucking shitty Easter candy out of. I like the energy drink. I get better, but you know, good to have. You gotta have options. Boy Scout crackers. You know, we just like saltine. Saltines don't really move, but old people like saltines. And really, who's gonna buy these this shit except old people? So let's push saltines on them. They have like a whole Amway kind of catalog full of, not Amway catalog, you don't want to get into cleaning products and whatever that shit. Get really like snacks, beverages and snacks, all Boy Scout branded. Or maybe have like a nice one of those snack boxes. Oh, do you want a monthly subscription to our Boy Scout snack box? And every month you get a box full of snacks that the Boy Scouts pick out. You know, it's mostly Sour Patch Kids and I don't know what else kids like. Kids like sour, right? Oh, okay. One more story and then we are fucking done. Ecstasy therapy may help service veterans suffering PTSD. So they're giving MDMA to fight PTSD. I only did ecstasy once or whatever. You know, MDMA once. I liked it fine. But I would imagine military or the doctor grade medical MDMA would be pretty cool. And it's better than not having that. Like, if you went into therapy, and your therapist is like, all right, yeah, it looks like you need some Molly. That's pretty good. That's better than them giving you fucking, what was it, Zoloft. If I had to choose between Zoloft and Molly, although Zoloft did help me. I was on Zoloft for a while. I was. Oh, well, everybody, it is time for me to go. And I think spring actually started yesterday and has continued for a second day, which is pretty impressive because I don't think we got 2 days in a row of it before. So you go out there and enjoy the weather where you are if it's good weather. If it's bad weather, that's good too, because there's no pressure to go outside. You're like, I'm inside, shitty out. See you tomorrow. We love you.